Yesterday, in the Pennsylvania State House, Republicans voted on a party line vote to impeach Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. Larry, of course, committed no crimes, violated no laws. He did nothing to deserve impeachment. But they went ahead and did this in a political stunt anyway. Although it's a political stunt, they actually did vote to impeach him. And it will now go to Republicans in the Pennsylvania State Senate, where they have control and may actually vote at a quote unquote trial to remove Philadelphia's District Attorney Larry Krasner. It's a catastrophic development that will overturn the will of voters in Philadelphia. It's a major, major setback for those of us that are fighting for criminal justice reform and deep systemic change. And it not only matters to the people in Philadelphia, it matters to all of you who helped Larry get elected. And you need to understand that this is coming to a city and a state near you. What they're doing now to Larry, they're going to cut and paste that and try to do it in your state as well. I need us to talk about it. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
For the past 3 years in California and specifically in San Francisco, as soon as Chesa Boudin, my dear friend and brother, one of the most brilliant men that I know, as soon as Chesa Boudin was elected as district attorney of San Francisco, conservatives in San Francisco and outside of San Francisco started plotting to figure out how they could recall him, how they could remove him from office. And all of us that fought so hard to elect Chesa to be the district attorney of San Francisco, we all knew that if they were successful, it would not only be a major setback for those of us fighting for justice reform in San Francisco, for fighting for police accountability, to fighting for the overturning of wrongful convictions. We knew it would be catastrophic for San Francisco, but we knew that if they were successful, it would then create a template for how they could do this all over the country. And while most cities and counties and states don't have the same recall laws as San Francisco and California, where you can just go to the ballot and remove somebody, just go to the voting booth and remove somebody, other cities, counties, and states saw what happened in San Francisco and decided that they would move forward to try to do that with other district attorneys around the country. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, just on his own, removed a district attorney from office, which shocked the hell out of all of us. And now, in the Pennsylvania legislature, the House in Pennsylvania, which is currently controlled by Republicans, but they actually, in these past midterm elections last week, they actually lost the Pennsylvania State House. Republicans in the House lost control of their majority. Again, I'm talking about in the state of Pennsylvania, not the United States Congress. And so for the next 5 weeks, Republicans in Pennsylvania control the state house, but in the new year, they'll lose control. Democrats won all over the state, up and down on all types of tickets. And Republicans, knowing that they are now, in essence, in a lame duck session in the Pennsylvania State House, rushed and voted yesterday to impeach Larry Krasner and write down a party line, Republicans to Democrats, it won. And Democrats, although they'll take over the House in 5 weeks, once you are impeached, it's done. It has happened. That does not mean, just as you saw Donald Trump be impeached, just because the House in the United States Congress voted to impeach Trump didn't mean it removed him from office. He had to then have a trial. The same thing is true in Pennsylvania. It will now go to the Pennsylvania State Senate, which is now and will be in the new year still be controlled by Republicans, where there will be a quote unquote trial. Except Larry, as you know, has broken no laws. Like, it's foolish. Of course he hasn't. He is the district attorney, and he is an ethical man, a man of integrity, and a man that's fully aware, just as I am about myself, that he is being watched and monitored in every way. And of course, he didn't break any laws. And so even though you have to convict somebody because they committed high crimes and misdemeanors, Larry has done no such thing. It's foolish. In fact, what's wild is in Pennsylvania right now, there is a district attorney that has been charged by the Pennsylvania State Police with sexual assault. A sitting district attorney charged with sexually assaulting somebody in the Pennsylvania State House or State Senate. They didn't even vote to impeach that man. This has nothing to do with people in the Pennsylvania State House or Senate wanting Philadelphia to be safer. It has nothing to do with them caring about Philadelphia. They don't care about safety in Philadelphia. They don't care about crime in Philadelphia. This is a political stunt designed for them to be able to put a feather in their cap, to brag to their base, to show them what they've done. That's the Republican playbook. That's what they're about to do. As you may know, Republicans just took over the House, or will in January take over the House in the United States Congress. And they're not about to do a bunch of substantive stuff. They're about to get involved with stunts. They're about to investigate Joe Biden, Joe Biden's son, and give that type of meat and feather in their cap to their base. The Republican base loves this stuff. What's so frustrating is that Larry Krasner won re-election in Philadelphia by a huge margin in a blowout victory. And so this is people, almost exclusively white conservatives, who don't live in Philly and don't vote in Philly, trying to overturn the will of Philadelphia's voters. It's a train wreck. And right after this commercial break, we're going to have a quick word from one of our sponsors, but I'm going to try to talk about what I think we can do to stop this. I'll be right back. The breakdown. As soon as I finish recording today's episode of The Breakdown, I'm heading into a meeting to discuss what we can do. What can possibly be done to stop this? We're going to have to speak up. We're going to have to speak out. We're going to have to organize. We're going to have to donate. We're going to have to throw some Hail Marys. Like, I think we're in a really dangerous position where they are very close to impeaching and removing Larry Krasner from office. And it is a terrible, terrible precedent for America. It matters not just in Philadelphia. It matters in your city, in your county, all over the country. Our organization, Real Justice, we've elected nearly 30 district attorneys all over the country, in the Deep South, where Republicans control the state legislature, where Republicans control the government. They're going to now try to do this all over the country. Wherever they can remove district attorneys, they're going to try to do it. If they are successful in San Francisco, then successful in Philadelphia, they are successful in doing it in Florida. We are about to see the gains we've made, the things we fought so hard for. We're about to see all of this get reversed. And it's deeply problematic. And the first action step that I need you to take is I need you to care about this. Like, that's first. I know we all have a limited bandwidth on what we can care about from day to day. This is an emergency. And if there's anything Larry Krasner has exonerated more wrongfully convicted people than any district attorney in the country. He is doing more to undo the harm done in Philadelphia by a corrupt district attorney's office that has been in existence. Like, the justice system in Philadelphia is hundreds of years old. Like, you got to realize this is one of America's founding cities. And that system of quote unquote justice or injustice is hundreds of years old. And what Larry has been trying to do is to dismantle that system that is fundamentally racist, that preys not just on black people, but poor people and people with addiction and homelessness and everything else, to try to remake that system that actually, in a way that actually cares about victims of crime, about violent crime, about serious crime, but if he is removed from office, we have no idea what will happen with anybody that replaces Larry. So there is a lot at stake here. And in the days ahead, I need you to be paying attention to my Instagram page, my Facebook page, to this podcast, because I'm going to try to give us some clear action steps, some opportunities for you to volunteer, to donate, and more. And we'll try to phone bank and do everything we can to stop this. Listen, I love and appreciate all of you. Thank you, of course, so much for your support. If you're not yet subscribed to this podcast on Apple or Spotify, please subscribe now. Leave a great review. Tell the people what this podcast means to you. And if you're not yet a member of the North Star, we need you to go now. Go to thenorthstar.com. Become a member today. You can do it for as little as $8. The things we're talking about, often we're the only place where this is being talked about. And this is not on the local news or national news in a way that really matters. It's not being reported in major outlets in a way that moves people. And the Democratic Party is not really doing anything here. And so please chip in at thenorthstar.com, become a member today, and I will be back as soon as I can to give you all some practical action steps. And I'm heading into that meeting now. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.